Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look, we started off with Warrior frustration. Would love to reboot with a lot of you. 888-957-9570. My big thing today, I just don't understand. Like, let me say it again. I understand it. However, find it unproductive. How many people right now are lined up to say, you know, that they've had it with Steve Kerr's rotations? And that's not to tell you that I think that Steve Kerr's rotations have been great or that he's had a great year. He hasn't. He's come on our show and said that. So I don't think there's any mystery there. What I just finally reached was this point where every time someone goes, okay, I watched a game last night, and if Steph Curry didn't come in till 6 minutes left to go, he should have been in when there were 8 minutes to go. Okay. And then what? Let's say even if they had won. All right. Now they're 37 and 33 and still firmly entrenched in the 10 seed. I just feel like we've reached a point where you can't keep saying this rotation mistake. I don't understand why Wiggins is in and JK is out. If that's your opinion after these games, it sounds to me like you think that the solution for the Warriors is on the bench or in the building. And I've reached a point where I don't even see how you can feel that way at this point. They're not a tweak away from being good.
Agreed. And if we were to rank, in no particular order, the things that have irked you about this Warrior team being two games above 500, 36 and 34, after 70 games, in no particular order, things that irk me more than Steve Kerr's minute allocation would include Draymond Green missing almost half the season due to suspensions and other issues. Andrew Wiggins' continued regression toward the old K-Wig days, soft and warm R&B on the weak side. Klay Thompson's erratic shooting year. He's 10th to last in the association among qualified players in field goal percentage. I would rank all three of those things above Steve Kerr's minutes allocation. Just a quick three. Three things right there, boom, 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 things that irk me more than the way Steve works his personnel.
I guess it's not even a matter, though, like I hear you, although for me it's not even a matter of whether or not it irks you. It can irk you.
Oh, it can.
And
maybe that's the fourth. And you know what irks me more is their inability to close out games, blowing leads and recklessly turning the ball over. And that, to me, is not rotational. That oftentimes was some of your best players playing badly with huge leads. That bothers me more than Steph playing 30 minutes on a Sunday night.
I'm with you across the board, but I also think, again, the idea of it irking you or anybody pointing out Steve Kerr shouldn't have done this or shouldn't have done that, I can sit here and nod my head the whole time. I get it. But if that's your frustration, if that's the thing you want to point to, if you want to look at Warrior basketball right now and go, gosh, I just don't get what Steve Curry is doing with these rotations. Doesn't that mean that you think that if the rotations were different, the Warriors would be in a completely different reality as far as the playoffs are concerned, or contention even? Like, it's just, it's always been true, but the deeper we get into this thing, the more reality really sets in, where it's like, you're not the five seed and you're like, man, we could be the three. You're the 10, and you don't know if you can hold off the Rockets. That's not, man, Pajemski shouldn't be starting. Like, that's not that. You are barely above 500, and at home you're below 500. That is, you are far away. And so I put these things now in the same bucket. Whether it's Steve Kerr's rotations that has you distracted or the play-in tournament that has you distracted, there's 12 more games to go, and we'll see where this ends up. But I am at a spot now where I feel like it is highly likely that in another month or so, we're going to sit down and have a conversation about massive changes. And I don't even know what changes are available. But the direction that the boat is pointing has got to be moved completely if this thing continues for 12 more games and nothing exciting happens.
Right.
Which seems likely. Like, out of the 10 seed, even getting out of the play-in tournament is pretty wild, to be honest with you.
And I think about, you know, you and Guru today in the crossover talking about the Lakers and that bet that could still be consummated. And it would be a consummation sensation, Mark, as
it
you
would.
Know.
And will be.
For the Lakers, or even let's use the Warriors for an example. For the Warriors to make it out of the play-in and get in the playoffs and win a playoff series as the 10 seed, they would have to win 6 of 9 games, including 4 of those on the road. And you'd have to win 2 road games to get in the playoffs. Then you'd have to go to Denver right now. And in a best-of-7, you'd have to beat them 4 times. And if it went 7, 4 of those games would be on the road. So if you win 6 of 9 and you beat the Nuggets in 7, you would have gone on the road, 1-2 elimination games, and then 1 in Denver at least once.
Yeah, 6 of 9.
And held serve at home.
Right.
So you're telling me that this team that we've seen over the course of 70 games, not small sample size Steve anymore, this team's going to be capable of winning 6 of 9, including 6 of those games on the road, feels like a stretch to me right now.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a bet.
And just one note on the Steph Curry minutes thing.
Sure.
And I heard Steiny make a mention to something about this earlier in his show, but in the 9 games that Steph has played 36 or more minutes this year, the team is 1-8.
Say that one more time now.
Steph Curry's played 36 or more minutes 9 times. They are 1-8 in those games.
Yeah.
And his plus minus in those games is a -5.
Maybe I was just in a negative headspace. It's very, very possible that I was
not
just
you.
No, it happens.
It's
and
rare.
I don't mean that like overall.
It's usually accompanied by a migraine.
That's a good point.
See, I know that about you.
I didn't have one last week.
That a boy.
Crap, I shouldn't have said that out
loud.
Well,
it makes me feel bad because I was gone most of the week. Hello.
I think we figured it out.
I think we have.
No, I don't mean that I was in a negative headspace like about life, but maybe I was in a negative headspace about the Warriors as I sat down to watch the game yesterday. I got to be real. And I just have to tell you what was happening in my belly during the game. I felt like they were going to lose the whole time.
And that's unlike you.
And they were up. And they were up early. And maybe that's actually why I thought they were going to lose. Because I'm like, you're up early. You're often up early. I've seen you get up early. I've seen you get up against good teams early. A lot. What I've learned in professional sports, especially the NBA, is that, you know, we're not used to this right now over the last 12 years of Golden State Warriors basketball. But a lot of times, Like when you're the good team and you're like, ooh, they snuck away with one tonight. They didn't have their fastball, but they were able to gut it out and they pulled out kind of a sleepy game against Charlotte or something like that. When you see that, that's the cadence of professional basketball. It doesn't mean you snuck it out or you blew a lead. No, the good team in the fourth quarter goes, all right, here's what we need to do to win, and they do it. And that's what's happened to the Warriors so much this year. So it is less in my mind.
To them, not
yes.
for them.
No, it's not. So, right. Oh, the Warriors blew it. No, they were the worst team. They were the worst team, and the other team went, okay, fourth quarter time. Let's do the damn thing. And whether it's the Clippers or the Pelicans or the T-Wolves or the Nuggets, the teams that have erased these deficits against the Warriors, they're not rallying. They're just the better team. And that's how pro sports works a lot of the time. So I watched that whole game last night through one eye. And I'm like, eh. Be up by 9 with 5 minutes to go, and you'll have my attention. And they got to the fourth quarter, and they were immediately down by 6. And I'm like, yeah, they're not winning this game. They're not winning this game.
I mean, you pick through the play-by-play, and they had the lead almost the entire game.
Of course.
And, you know, it was anywhere between 1 and 13, I think, was the high water mark. And the Warriors were never able to get to that magic 20. Or you get up 20, 25, and now you're
boogieing.
For most teams, yeah. You put that thing away. But for the Warriors, you still kind of hold your breath this year a little bit. But it's that third quarter. And that's why people are so up in arms, because Steph goes out and the lead dwindles at the end of the third. And then to start the fourth, the game flipped.
Right.
And so by the time he came back in, now it's got to be Curry to the rescue.
Yeah, except for, like, you have an example 48 hours earlier where they're just like, fine, Steph, stay in there. How'd that go? Get run off their own floor by a so-so basketball team.
Right. And it's because you're asking a 36-year-old who is still in great shape, and he's still one of the best players in the association, but on game 70 of 82... And Steph has played almost every game this year. I think he's played 66, or no, maybe 64 games, but you're asking him, yeah, 64.
Mm-hmm.
He's played all but 6 games. And so now you're asking him deep into March to go out there and give you 35, 36 minutes, and you got 5 games in 7 nights? It's a big ask.
What if I go through a painful exercise real quick before we go to the phones?
Let's do it.
Painful exercise. Just to give you a sense of where the Warriors sit. Why don't I just start naming NBA teams? You raise your hand or make a noise.
Oh.
That's fine.
I'll leave when the second part out.
When we get to the first team that you feel like the Warriors are clearly better than.
Oh, thank you, Grandy. Okay. I hate Mark Grandy.
Ready?
Sounds great.
All right. Denver Nuggets.
Wiggins. Wiggins' voice.
You're not supposed to make any noise.
Okay, start over.
3, 2. Denver Nuggets, Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota Timberwolves, LA Clippers, New Orleans Pelicans, Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings, Dallas Mavericks, Los Angeles Lakers, Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, Cleveland Cavaliers, New York Knicks, Orlando Magic, Indiana Pacers, Miami Heat, Philadelphia 76ers, Chicago Bulls.
Oh.
Okay, there's your first noise. That took forever.
Yeah, it did.
I just named way more than half the league.
You named about 16 teams, I think. There's a couple of borderlines in there, but
yeah.
I thought 18th, about New York. And
18th team. The 18th team.
New York
team
just
was the
clipped
one
you.
Yep.
And, you know, you got Miami coming up.
Sixers, I wasn't sure what you were going to say because they don't have Embiid, but they're still
right.
7 games over 500.
And you swept Philly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are not that many teams left.
Right. Yeah, there's 7 above 500. Wow.
Not that many teams left.
No, so, and even if you got to Houston, I didn't know what I was going to say, because right now, Houston's better than you.
Well, they've won 8 basketball games in a row.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're playing like a team that is hungry.
On a mission.
Yes, they're hungry for the 10 seed. And, you know, in the crossover, we talked about this, the relative hunger of a 4-time champion, how much you're going to fight, scratch and claw just to get to that 10 spot, just to get into the play-in. I don't really fault them too much for not looking at the fight for the 10 seed as something that's, you know, do or die or an absolute must. These guys have played a ton of basketball games over the course of a 10-year championship window run. And remember, they went to two other finals. They got four titles and two other finals that they didn't win.
Yeah.
These dudes have played a lot of basketball.
A ton. And I thought about that too. With the idea though that like sometimes it must be triggering for other fan bases to listen to us sometimes though. When things don't go well for the Warriors, it's because they're tired and unmotivated. And I do think there's something to that. But also, when can you get yourself to a point where you just go, and also because the other teams are better.
Right, I'm there.
Yeah, the Warriors are not unmotivated. They're not as good. And my whole thing in saying that is not like, you know, ooh, come with the hammer. No, it's just like I hope that the Warriors as a franchise assess themselves correctly in the offseason. That's my only hope right now. Be real. Be honest. Assess yourselves correctly. Don't let the play-in tournament or whatever happens in it, if you're in it, distract you from how many teams I just mentioned that are better than you.
Right.
And then you got to do something about that. You got to do something about that.
And that is a big topic for the offseason, and I'll save my real in-depth answer for hopefully a long time from now, but really the season, they got 12 games left. This baby could be over here in about 2.5 weeks.
Houston in action right now.
Do we have a live update?
Hosting the Portland Trailblazers.
Do we go to the update desk?
Of the Western Conference. And with 8:05 to go in the first quarter, the Rockets are already down by 7.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Chokers.
That's right. We'll see if they can play from behind. The Blazers are bringing it. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hi, Rich. What are you doing?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say this right now, and this is hard for me to say because I'm a diehard Warriors fan. I met CJ Charles Johnson when I was 9 years old. He lived around the corner from me in Redwood City, and I didn't even know it until I actually met him. I was, you know, taking it tough during the coin years. So I watched his franchise pretty much, you know, reinvigorate itself to championship status. And so they're where they are now, and I'm just thinking, look, this team is doomed if they don't do these four things. Number one, defending the three-point shot. I'm sorry, they're doing this terribly. This is awful, okay? Number two, offensive support for Steph. And I'm saying this across the board. The team has been inconsistent, okay, when Steph has been on. Transition defense. Oh, my God. Guys, come on. You're jogging down after a shot is made? You're trading baskets. That's terrible. Ability to produce both defense and offense in the fourth quarter. They don't do these four things, they're done. They're done. Tell me what you guys think. Thanks.
Rich, thanks. Sometimes in the NBA, and I do find this to be like, not frustrating. What's the right word? Like, the NBA to me is the most predictable sport.
Of the big three.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you got the best chance at the beginning of the year to be like, those two teams, those are your, the two, three teams, those are your contenders. You know, Patrick Mahomes in the NFL maybe ruins that thought a little bit, but I find the NFL to have a lot of twists and turns and surprises, and same thing in baseball where half the league's not even trying, and so it's like, yeah, I know the Dodgers are going to be good, I know the Braves are going to be good, but it's baseball, and somebody right. could fist a ball out into the outfield and win the World Series over the better team.
And it's tough, though, for the Rockies to go from what we think of them to 90 wins in the wild card.
But, like, in the NBA, you know, like, even what Rich is saying, they got to do this better. They got to do that better. Right. They could do all that. To me, that feels like Steve Kerr's rotations. He's got to coach better. They could do all of those things, and they still don't have Giannis on their team. They don't have Jokic on their team. The other teams, when the Warriors played 5-6 years ago, they didn't have Steph Curry and Kevin Durant on their team. So they lost. Now, there are exceptions. I would argue that 2 years ago was a little bit of a surprise. Maybe the Celtics were top to bottom the better basketball team. But you had Steph still completely at the height of his powers. You had Andrew Wiggins playing inspired basketball. Kevon Looney too. Jordan Poole still, everything was going in the right direction, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a little bit of a surprise, but it was only a little bit of a surprise. Like, the Warriors were still on a short list of teams you liked on the way in. That's it. They're not on the short list anymore. So that's it in the NBA. If you're not on the short list, you're out.
You're not on the long list. You can be on the long list. Like, Miami last year was on the long list.
Yeah,
they were a play-in team. Boston 2 years ago, they were on the long list. And then you mentioned it, they're a 500 team in late January. They got hot. They got in the playoffs. They ran the East, and they were damn close to winning the NBA title. So you can go from being where the Warriors were 2 months ago to where you'd want to be, and they showed signs. They went 14-4 over an eight-game stretch, and then Steph Curry got hurt against Chicago, and then you lost a couple games while he was out, and then he came back, and you gacked a couple away, and now you've lost two in a row, and it feels like you're kind of back to square one where you were before you went on that great little run that coincided with Draymond's return. So Draymond comes back after the suspension, and everything starts to click, and Pods is still doing, you know, rookie all first team things, and TJD emerges, and Wiggins came back from his absence, Clay comfortable on the bench, here comes CP3, you still have the chef, GP2's back. It felt like everything was humming toward a big, good climactic finish, and yet here we are again, picking through the wreckage of bad rotations and no transition defense.
Let's go to Gary in San Ramon next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Gary. What's up?
Hey guys. Just number one, wanted to thank you so much. I just came out of COVID quarantine, and you guys were really my entertainment while I was being quarantined. So thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better, anyway, Gary.
Yeah, thanks. My biggest disappointment with the Warriors this year, and I felt going in that Andrew Wiggins needed to step up his game and be that guy, and it's just been totally the other way. And so whatever he's gone through, that's fine. He just hasn't been able to compartmentalize, his time on the court, and it really shows out there, Anyway.
Whoa! And Gary just flew off of a retaining wall.
Jeez. Man. From COVID to traction, I'm Gary.
I don't mean to laugh. I hope he's okay. Yeah. That just sounded like...
Oh! Down goes Gary.
That was like the caller version of John Sterling getting hit by a ball. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, and that one just fouled right back up.
Ow! 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 Ow!
That really hit me. Is Gary gone?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay, hey, man. Hey. Back on your feet. Gary, it sounded like you just flew off a cliff or something.
My AirPods went dead on me. So
oh, for crying out loud.
I got you on speaker. But anyway, I want to know, I got a couple of questions for you. So what do we do with Andrew postseason? And is there a market for him? And secondly, what trade was involved that the Warriors only have a protected pick this year in the draft?
Oh, gosh. Off the top of my head, what was that? Grandy, do you know
what the percentage odds?
No. The trade that led to the Warriors only having a top four protected pick this year.
I thought it was
which
the Iguodala
one?
To Memphis. Let me double check
Iguodala. Yeah, top of my head, like the first round picks get traded in such advance, I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. We'll look it up.
Yeah, I had this.
Randy, you got it?
Yes, it was the Iguodala trade.
Okay.
It went
nice
to Memphis
job.
Originally. It's now since been handed over to Portland.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Portland's got it.
And the irony of that is he actually didn't go to Memphis. He literally never went to Memphis.
Like, didn't even go to the city.
Didn't even go to the city. I'm not going to Memphis.
Right.
Didn't even have the wherewithal to go to Memphis and say, you know what? Thank you for the trade, but I'm not.
Thank you for the trade.
I'm not going to Memphis. Didn't even go to Memphis.
Thank you for the trade.
Didn't even go to Memphis, Mark.
Gosh, you still hate him.
Hate is incorrect.
You still dislike him.
That you're move is one of the things that bothers
you're
me.
You're annoyed by him.
He's annoyed. He annoys me.
Yeah, he annoys you. Did we get to the right word?
Yeah.
Iguodala annoys you.
I would not waste even one drop of my reservoir of hate. And I've got a reservoir.
Yeah, you do.
Not a deep reservoir, but I...
No, you're in deep.
I've saved...
Did I mention deep? You're in deep.
You two are in cahoots.
It's way in there.
Turns out I hate both of you. And I do hate Mark Grandy.
We know. We're in your well. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But it's a shallow
well. I hate
well.
Mark Grandy.
Apparently my hate reservoir is deeper than I thought. I won't waste one drop of hate on Andre Iguodala.
Iguodala. All right.
Wouldn't even go to Memphis. Mark, when the Warriors won the title 2 years ago, they were third in the association in points per game allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Third. This year they are 19th.
Yeah, no, you don't win there.
No.
You don't win there, ever. You're not. What's your defensive rating?
Per 100.
You got defensive rating?
Yeah, let me scroll down here. Their D rating
I got it.
18th, 116.2.
And okay.
I'm looking at Basketball Reference, and I think yours is maybe a different number.
I'm on NBA.com, but I've also got them at 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 18th.
18th.
There you go.
You don't win a chip when you're 18th unless you have an unbelievable offense. And as we've previously discussed on this very program, their offense isn't as good as it usually is.
Yeah.
Their three-point shooting, which has been their go-to bellwether, they're 9th in three-point percentage. If you have a mediocre defense, you had better have the best offense in the league, and they don't.
You know who's top 10 in defensive rating that you wouldn't expect? Ready for it?
I
want
it? Yeah.
You want me? You want to hear it?
You won't.
The Houston Rockets.
What?
The Houston Rockets. They're 9th.
In defensive rating.
Defensive rating.
Wow.
Want to know who's number one? One guess. Get
Minnesota?
It right.
Minnesota?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Number one.
There you go, Minnesota.
They got a lot of rim protection.
So funny. Minnesota is number one and Boston's number two. Ha! Huh. The 2-1 seeds.
Who could have seen that coming?
Who'd have thunk it?
And I think about Houston's defense. You've got a young team, an athletic team, and a motivated team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Friday night, I think, shined a bright light on one of the biggest Warrior issues, which is as an older team, you're just not that fast. And how many times did you see somebody, Halliburton in particular, just run right by Steph Curry in transition?
Yeah, yeah.
And how could he not? He is 13 years younger. 13 years the younger. And, you know, Steph at 36 and Draymond's got ice on his knees every time he comes off the floor.
Right.
Klay had two career-ending injuries. Kevon Looney can't even get on the court anymore.
I do notice this. You know how Naz Reid is a Warriors killer?
Yeah.
I noticed something about when he shoots threes against the Warriors. I've noticed this. I don't know if you've noticed this. There's something, a little thingy that goes on. When he shoots threes against the Warriors, you know what I noticed? He's open.
Ah.
Wide open. Naz Reid, Minnesota Timberwolves. Ball goes in almost every time. It's unbelievable. And I get it. Three-pointers don't go in just because you're open. But, yeah, that's a big part of it. It's a big part of it. The Warriors are a step slow defensively, and this is not a criticism. This is where I've arrived with the Warriors, with the openness that 12 games are left and, yay, sports, anything can happen. So that's all true. Not bearing the season, it's not over because it's not over. I don't mean that they still could go on a magical run and win. I just mean, like, factually, it's not over. Like, you got to play the 12 games and then do the play-in if you get in, and let's follow that story. But I'm sort of done criticizing these Warriors for the things that they don't do because I don't think that they can. It's not a matter of they won't do it. They can't do it. They can't. The rotations are not there to be had. The legs are not there to be accessed in the fourth quarter. They're not there. There are some players who are doing the won't thing as opposed to can't. I think that's Andrew Wiggins. There were times where it was Klay Thompson earlier in the year. I love the way he's playing now. He's figured it out. He's accepted his role. He seems comfortable. I know he hasn't had two great games over the weekend, but he's played pretty well. I got nothing bad to say about what Klay Thompson is doing out there. But Andrew Wiggins is probably the poster player for why Steve Kerr is sitting people down at a hotel room in Indiana, or after Indiana or wherever in Minnesota, to show them the Indiana game and go, look at your lack of effort. And I mean, come on. Like, if we're doing this after the 69th game, you've got a problem. So our earlier caller asked, what do we think about Andrew Wiggins in the offseason and what is his market? I don't know fully what the market is. I'm sure it's probably not what the Warriors would love it to be. It seems likely that Andrew Wiggins will play on a different team next year. Seems likely.
The answer for me is pennies on the dollar. You will take pennies on the dollar. You're not going to, this is not a Brandon Ayuk situation where the only way you would trade Brandon Ayuk between now and October or August would be if you got absolutely wowed beyond belief with the trade compensation before the draft. Then you would even maybe think about it. If you're looking to trade Andrew Wiggins, you're taking pennies on the dollar at this point.
Yeah, the problem is when you say pennies on the dollar, I know you mean that more emotionally as opposed to in actuality. You can't. You actually have to almost match it up dollar for dollar.
But you got more than pennies on the dollar when you traded Jordan Poole and you got Chris Paul back. That's like dimes on the dollar. No, you didn't get like for like.
You got about $30 million and almost $30 million.
Right, but in terms of a player, like Chris Paul's helped you this year.
Sure.
And he's helped you to the tune of 36 and 34.
I just mean someone else who doesn't like their player who's making a lot of money.
Exactly.
It's got to be something like that. Or you've got to pair more people with it. You know, I know it turns everyone's stomach to involve Jonathan Kuminga in a deal. I really, really hope they don't. I don't think they will. I don't think they're interested in doing that. But I also, there's one factor that you have to keep in mind. Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, is not going to stand idly by and watch this thing become a race for the play-in tournament on a year-in and year-out basis. He won't stand for that. And I do think he is the type that will be able to put emotions aside when assessing this thing. And so if this team ends up as the 10 seed and loses to the Lakers or, God forbid, the 11 seed, I mean, Klay Thompson coming back is a total question mark. And Andrew Wiggins' market will be completely explored. And in fact, you would need to sit down and go, okay, like, do you love Kuminga so much that he is your future star? Or do you dump all the toys out on the ground and start from scratch? It's all going to be on the table.
Absolutely.
The way this is trending right now.
Yeah, and you've got probably 6 or 7 roster spots that you would look at, and you're going to try to change them out or upgrade them. And it's Looney and Šarić, and it's Chris Paul, and it's Klay, and it's Wiggins. And you keep your core 5 or 6, and everybody else is on the table. And GP2... I believe he's got a player option that he'll probably exercise.
I think you're right. That's right.
Unless you can convince him to opt out and then you re-sign him for smaller annual amount but stretch it out over multiple years, that's probably what you do with GP2. But he's the kind of guy that I would love to keep just as your 8th or 9th man glue guy.
There's like 5 Warriors right now where I'm like, that guy's on the team next year.
Yeah, TJD what? And Pods.
Yep.
And Steph and Draymond.
Yep.
And Kuminga.
Correct.
And did they pick up Moody's 5th year? Or I'm sorry, his 4th year option?
Yeah, but still, I'm not confident of any, whatever they've done contractually, I'm not confident like that could be part of a move.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Those are the 5.
And you start looking at the list of names who are in and around Andrew Wiggins' salary range of 26.8. And there's some guys out there who teams might be looking to part with. Even if you end up taking Wiggins and maybe you take Wiggins and Moody. And the one dream scenario would be you send Wiggins to Washington. Go back with your buddy Jordan Poole.
Who do they get back?
You get Kuzma.
Oh, they're not doing that. They're not doing that.
Washington?
Why would they do that?
You give him Moody. Give him a pick. Give him the Pekinski kid?
No.
I don't know.
You know, they're not doing that. Mike and Pinal. Hi, Mike.
Kid.
Yeah, there he is.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike. What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? About to pull up to the driving range really quick.
Ooh, hit him straight. Let's go.
I'm going to try to.
Yep.
Hey, here's the disclaimer. I'm not a skeptic or a gambling man, but I'm confident that the Warriors don't have a magical run in it, that I'm willing to bet my house with the dog inside of it. Oof. That's how confident I am.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is, in all seriousness, is that the Warriors are somewhere between a below-average team and an average team. They have no magical run. I saw something, I think a graphic on NBC Sports that said their record versus the top six seeds in the West is 4-16. So that's four wins versus the top six seeds in the West all season. You mean to tell me they're going to win four games in a series, and they only could barely win four games in a whole season against these teams? There's no chance. Like I said, they're somewhere between a below average and an average team, and I guess we'll be looking forward to the summer in the next couple weeks.
Mike, thanks. I don't even look at it that way right now with the hole that they have created for themselves. And again, look, the Warriors. They can quickly turn around and have a great night. So the play-in tournament, I actually think if they're in it, could be really fun. Because if you just look at it as a one-night-only event, that's the Warriors' strength. The Warriors' problem is inconsistency. But they can give you a night. Oh, they can give you a night. Like, so if they go to L.A., Game one play-in tournament, could they win that game? Yeah.
They could. Sure.
And then two nights later, they're on the road at Sac. You think they could win that game?
Sure.
They could. Could they beat Denver in a seven-game series?
They could.
No.
I mean, they could.
I mean, they're allowed to. I guess, right, my point is this. That it's sort of built for them. However, it's incredibly unlikely. So while a lot of people are still sitting here kind of talking about, like, could you go on a run? Understand that in terms of percentages, the Warriors have arrived at a spot where it's incredibly unlikely that they even make the playoffs.
Right, and I was going to ask you that very thing. What's more likely in your mind? You fall to 11 or you make it out of the play-in? You have a one-game cushion on Houston, pending how they're doing right now, and a score update coming up here momentarily from Mark Willard at the update desk. But you'd have to win two games in a row to get out of the play-in, or this slide that you're currently undertaking. And plus, there's a head-to-head coming with Houston, which is a one-game flip-a-rooski in April when you play the Rockets. So which is more likely?
There's no question what odds makers would tell you. It's definitely more likely that they miss the play-in tournament entirely.
More likely that they fall to 11
than
they win two straight in the play-in.
No question.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Mm. And if you're skewing negative, then I don't know what the hell we're supposed to do.
I'm not skewing negative. I'm just
I'm not saying you're
thinking
wrong.
Thinking about it like an odds maker. What is more likely?
Right.
A team that is one game behind you and has a game against you and has won eight in a row and, oh, by the way, has rallied from their seven-point deficit
Rockets.
To now lead by three at the end of one. So let's be real. They're hosting the Blazers. It is highly likely that the Rockets will be a half game behind the Warriors when we go to bed tonight. You're telling me, is it more likely that that team makes up their half-game deficit against the Warriors or the Warriors beat L.A. on the road, followed by beating either Sacramento, Dallas, or Phoenix on the road? Yeah. The answer is the Rockets.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're right. And I wonder what the odds would be, and I could look them up for the next segment on odds to make the play-in versus be out of it. It's probably not quite even money. Warriors are still probably slightly favored to get the 10 seed. But not as favored as they were before I went to Vegas 5 days ago.
Get to more of your calls, 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's Willard and Dibs. Wow! Whoa! Wah!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talking about a tool here. All right, tool, I got another idea for you.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You call me a tool?
Never.
You sure?
Never. So we're talking about a tool here. What was I talking about there? Was that me and you, Grandy?
That was from like 40 minutes ago. You're talking about some Spotrac tool with Brandon IU.
Talking about the tool, the Spotrac tool. Yeah, thank you.
Spotrac,
so talking about a tool here, not a pipe, but a tool.
The tool said Brandon IU is supposed to get 4 years at $24 million a year.
All right, tool, I got another idea for you. Man, I was on one in that hour.
Yep.
In a drive-by piping?
Speaking of people who are on one, George Kittle is in the house tonight for this big West Virginia-Iowa women's basketball game. Caitlin Clark on display for America once again. And George Kittle is not only in the building, but wearing his wife's Iowa jersey. So it is a medium plus. George Kittle is in clothing that doesn't fit him.
Yeah.
Is basically what I'm trying to say.
Would have been better if he had a Kristen Juszczyk special, which I believe Kristen made a 22 Iowa Caitlin Clark for somebody.
She did?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't be very George. He's not going to wear something stylish that like really kind of accentuates all the positives. He's going to do something silly because he's George Kittle. That's what he does. So anyway, Iowa up by 5 minutes to go, second quarter in that game, and Kittle is in the building. Willard and Dibs, glad you're with us. It's been a whole lot of fun today, a lot with the Warriors' disappointment, the Ohtani news. If you're just joining us, he spoke publicly at 2:45 earlier today, did not take questions, but spoke publicly, and the quick synopsis there is, it's all the translator's fault. I've been robbed. I didn't even know that he had a gambling problem. I've never bet on baseball. I've never bet on any sport. I will completely cooperate with federal investigators, and I'm shocked that my very good friend would do this to me, was basically the upshot.
Yeah, and man, shocked, yet this did not play out over a matter of days or a matter of weeks, according to the piece in ESPN. Yeah, this goes back even years, where he reportedly met the bookie Boyer at a poker game in San Diego back in 2021. So this goes back to a meeting, you know, almost 3 years ago, where the interpreter fell into a bad way with a bookmaker and went on to bet on everything but baseball. And this is according to the first report to ESPN. They were very clear to say that he never bet on baseball, the interpreter, but everything but.
Everything but.
And he had fallen into a seven-figure gambling debt even back then, even before these wire transfers that allegedly took place in September and October of 2023.
Yeah, in our opinion, there's still a whole lot that doesn't add up here. I do wish that Shohei would answer questions, and at some point I would imagine he would be forced to. But then again, who knows? Dodgers have put the clamps on him in terms of actually speaking directly to the media to this point. Let's go back out to the phones. James in Mountain View. Hey, James, thanks for calling. What's up? You're on with Willie and Debbie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to... Oh, I know you hate the idea, and everybody hates the idea. What would you get? What would you take for Curry? Right? Like, while we can cast him, while he's worth something.
Gosh. I never even know, James, how to answer the question whenever it comes up.
And that's a great question.
Yeah, but it's kind of like emotionally and conceptually, I can't even get myself to where I would need to be to consider what you're asking. I also, by the way, if you want to remove the emotions from the whole thing, James, thanks, I don't even see something that makes sense for the other team. Again, you're talking about $60 million in salary. Right?
Right.
All right. So in order to make that match, you need to send either one of the other greats of the game or two to three players, which add up to like phenomenal players. So you're going to go to a team that is really good, and they're going to decide, because he is, outside of LeBron James, the oldest superstar in the game, that team's going to decide, we're going to give you, you know, our Giannis, our Jokic, our Tatum, whatever. We're going to do that so that we can get Steph Curry at age 36. It's odd to say, because I know that we as Warrior fans don't even want to think about the idea of trading Steph. I don't even know if he's tradable.
He's untradable. You can't trade him because you need him, because he's your number one draw, but you're right about the money coming back. So you look at the list of players in order who are making up where Steph is making in terms of how much they make per year.
Yep.
And it's KD, and it's Jokic, and it's LeBron, Embiid, Bradley Beal, Kawhi, Paul George, Giannis, Lillard, Butler. Then you get to a guy who might be tradable. It's Steph's teammate. Klay Thompson is 12th in the league in salary per year.
Although not tradable anymore because he's a free agent.
Right, but the point is you get to Van Vliet and Gobert, Anthony Davis, Trae Young. You wouldn't trade Steph for Trae Young, even if Atlanta might. You're not doing that if you're Golden State. Zach LaVine is a no. Luka Doncic. The point is, if you get down to the guys you really would want in that $25 to $30 million range, those teams don't want to part with them because those players are good values.
Yeah. You can get Ben Simmons if you want.
Exactly. So what are we doing here?
Right.
You're going to get Ben Simmons and hope that you can be the team to rehab him? It's a non-starter, the trade Steph conversation.
Dog, there's a lot of guys on this list. I got that. I pulled up the same thing, the top 25 list.
Yeah.
Man, some overpaid people right here.
Yeah.
There's some overpaid people right here.
There are. And, you know, you look at Zach LaVine tied for 16th with Trae Young. Zach LaVine is not worth $40 million.
How the hell did Fred Van Vliet get $40 million a year?
How the hell
did that happen?
2 weeks in the NBA Finals. He was absolutely unreal.
Right.
NBA Finals.
Right.
The Rockets had to pay somebody. So they're like, you know what?
Fred Van Vliet? Good Lord.
He's a big reason why they've won 8 in a row.
I mean, Bradley Beal is making the 6th highest salary in the NBA. not even one of the top two players on his own team. You know, I mean, I get the rest, like you're saying. It goes Steph and then KD and then Embiid and LeBron and Jokic.
Van Vliet got 3 years and $128 million.
Good Lord.
Yep.
And like you said, Gobert at 41. LaVine is north of 40. Trae Young is north of 40. What on earth?
It's a little bit of the NFL quarterback idea, you know, the idea where, you know, you get a young star and you got to pay the young star, like Kyler Murray and Dak Prescott and Daniel Jones. You know, you get these guys. It's like, man, we need a quarterback, and we have a quarterback. And you know, if you're Atlanta, you got a star. People like your star. You got to pay your star to keep your star, and then turns out he's maybe not as good as you thought.
Well, that's and again, this is a conversation for a completely different day. But that's the thing that if you're a Warrior fan right now, scares you. That's what scares you, is the idea of being unable to navigate this thing financially, and then remembering, because we haven't had to for a very long time, remembering how hard these things are to build. Like, this will be, it's not for today, but this is the story that will unfold in the next half decade, if you will, which Joe Lacob, he thinks that he's built an incredibly special organization. And I don't disagree with him in theory, but I'm also not 100% sure that it's not a phenomenal organization. It's just the organization where Steph Curry plays. We'll see. We'll see if it's still special when he's gone. It'll still be classy. It's still beautiful arena.
Absolutely.
Love their uniforms. Love their effort. But I think there are a lot of teams out there that are quote-unquote trying. Trying to do good.
For sure. And it's very, very, very rare to go from dynasty to still very competitive for that long. Regular season ends in 20 days, Mark. This conversation might be coming up in 21 days.
Yeah.
3 weeks from today, April 15th, they could be the 11th seed, and we'll be having this conversation.
Back in action again tomorrow night. Three road games this week. We will be all over it for sure. You want to do it again tomorrow?
I do. Do you?
TBD. How about that? I'll tell you that. But I can tell you, tell you firmly that the best of the game with our guy Grandy is coming up next, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. If you did not get a chance to be up early and hear the Warrior frustration and reaction shared by Bonte and Joe on the morning roast, Grandy will lead off with that. So stay tuned for that. The best of the game is coming up next. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Please shoot your shot. It is all you got. I'm in it right now. Did I mention deep?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.